The truth is actually words do inspire. Words do help people get involved. Words do help members.
Karine Stanchescu is a recent graduate of the University of Toronto with an honors BA, majoring in history and English. She is the program editor of Society, Culture, and International Relations at the NATO Association of Canada. Karine was also a junior research fellow in the Women and Security Program. Welcome, Karine. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for your time. We both watched the first showing of Winter on Fire, Ukraine's Fight for Freedom, on Saturday, September the 12th. Filmmaker Evgeny Evanesky offered an in-depth examination of the bloody Ukrainian uprising in Kiev's Maidan Square in the winter of 2013 and 2014. What was your first impression of the visceral and in-depth look at what happened and continues to happen in Ukraine?
Well, I mean, my first impression was obviously shocked. I mean, obviously, I keep up with what's going on in the Ukraine, and it's definitely something that's important right now in international security. But I think what most people don't realize is how bloody and how violent it truly was in those 3 months of protests. So I think that was probably my very first impression. And then from there, it got even more and more interesting as he talked to each individual person, like just citizens, and them describing the events.
Evgeny Evanevsky made an interesting point when he stated that one of the main messages of the film consists of the power of the people, especially the power of the youth in the fight against injustice. What are your views on the power of the youth portrayed in the film?
Well, I'm really glad you made that point, just because that was what I found was like the most interesting theme throughout the movie, was that it wasn't just on the Ukraine, it was on the Ukrainian people. And that human aspect, I think, made the movie, at least for me. Because he, throughout the movie, what he would do is he would obviously describe the events and give the context, but then afterwards he would get just regular citizens, like attorneys, doctors, students, just like anyone off the street, to describe the events, which I thought was really important. So when he was specifically talking to the students and to these Ukrainian youth, what they would keep saying, or what each of them said individually, was this idea that they were fighting for their future and for their freedom. And I think in this way he sort of showed this idea of the power of the youth, because it was them that was fighting for this, their future and for their freedom.
Yanukovych abruptly changed direction in November of 2013. Instead of joining the European Union, he moved towards an alignment with Russia. This resulted in protesters arguing that Ukraine is part of Europe. Please explain the violent outbursts demonstrated by the government's Berkut Special Police Force. What impact did this have on the protesters?
When I was reading this question, it just reminded me of at the very end of the film, he got a question. This is like the last question. I remember it so vividly because I thought it was a really silly question, but he basically, the person in the theater asked the director, oh, why didn't the Berkut shoot all the protesters? Obviously the director was very taken aback by the question. I mean, most of the theater was, but I thought his answer was really appropriate, which was that the Berkut couldn't shoot all these citizens. I mean, the protest was huge because these are the people that choose the government, and you can't have a government against the people, because that's just inherently wrong in a democracy. So it was almost just taking it back to the very beginning, where it was just, these are the people that choose the government, and therefore the government can't just shoot all of these people that put it into power. So just to answer your question more specifically, I think him going directly against, in November 2013, saying, okay, we're going to join the EU, we're going to have this free trade agreement, and then the same day secretly move towards an alignment with Russia, was inherently undemocratic. And I think that sort of imitated what this question about why couldn't the Berkut shoot all these citizens.
I agree.
Because these are the people that put them into power, and they can't abuse that power because the power is given to them by these people. So
Evanevsky brought clarity to chaotic scenarios. He captured striking and complex moments. Please provide your review of the film overall.
So overall, like, I think what, I mean, I was talking to my dad about the movie when I got home, and my parents are Romanian, and they immigrated to Canada in 1990 after the revolution in Romania. And obviously when I was watching this film, I mean, I wasn't there, I wasn't born, but when I was watching this movie, it reminded me a lot about what my parents would sort of half-heartedly describe to me about the revolution. And so for me, it just reminded me a lot of what every Eastern European nation sort of went through in the 1990s. After the communist regime had collapsed, like, these are states, this only happened 25 years ago, and so sort of just how this movie sort of captured the idea of corruption and how, and this idea of freedom that sort of is prevalent across the world, but especially in Eastern Europe, with these countries that are slowly sort of trying to move away from a corrupt communist government and sort of trying to find their democratic future and their freedom. And I thought that that was really well portrayed in the movie.
Karine, any final words for the listeners?
Not to sound cheesy, but I think everyone, at least everyone interested in international security and international relations, should definitely watch this movie.
Perfect. Thank you again for this discussion. Greatly appreciate your time.
Maybe you could be a mayor or a senator or a Supreme Court justice.
You ready?
But you might not know that until you join student government or the debate team. And no matter what you want to do with your life, I guarantee that you'll need an education
degree. You ready? Let's go.
What you make of your education will decide nothing less than the future of this country.